It's been a really lovely opportunity to come back and see Bordertown, nearly 74 years after I was born in the hospital here. But I think I want to say something about Auntie Jess. Like, our families have known each other. We've become family when you're part of an Aboriginal community. Everybody, you know, we might have been separated by distance, but families have brought us together. That relationship has been very strong, and I've always felt that, you know, we're part of the one family. It's just an inspiration. Auntie Jess is an inspiration to us and to all of the younger generation who've come after you. It's just lovely to come back and celebrate her birthday with her.
I can't speak highly enough of Auntie Jess. You walk into a room and she knows you all. And even today when we walked in, she knew Roger straight away. But yes, we're happy to be back up here and talk about old times and, you know, where we were born, because our mother was a Pinky. So, and Uncle Bert, who lived in that community, and his daughters, and Bobbo. He's still here, yes. He's Robert, but to us he's Bobbo. I never knew until a few years ago she was a Jillaroo. Is that right, wasn't she? She worked as a Jillaroo out of Balranald, I think. Yes, and I've still got letters that she wrote to my mother back when she was not even married. Yes, and talks about... That's going back in the 30s, I think. Would it be? Yes.
I want to introduce you to the Mayor, Graham Exel.
I've never actually had the pleasure of being along to a 100th birthday and to see such a great crowd here. So, welcome to the Tatiara. I've been given the job of... Marie rang me and to say that... would I attend? So I went and saw our manager for corporate services and he said, we can do just a bit better than that. We can make up a certificate, because it's not very often in the Tatiara that people turn 100. And it is a great milestone. But also my corporate service manager wrote me out a bit of a letter. Congratulations, 100th birthday celebration, Jesse Clark. On behalf of the Tatiara District, I would like to extend to you our heartfelt congratulations on attaining a significant milestone of 100 years. You have led a remarkable life that is great in accomplishment and is great in years. And as you celebrate this extraordinary milestone, we hope that you reflect on the many memories you have made over the last century. Your generation has shown the courage to persevere through depression and war, and the vision to broaden our liberties through the changing times. You are a part of a generation that helped guide our country through uncertainty, extraordinary times, and the energy and creativity you have shown over the years serve as an inspiration. As you celebrate a century of memories, I hope you take a tremendous pride in the community you have founded and in all you have done to ensure the Tatiara District is a vibrant place to live and work. You may be surrounded by the warmth and happy memories and secure in the knowledge that you have made this world a better place. The Tatiara Council wishes you well in celebrating this special occasion with family and friends. Happy birthday, Jesse Clark.
There's a letter here from the Premier of South Australia, Jay Weatherall. Dear Mrs. Clark, it is my great pleasure to congratulate you on your 100th birthday on the 21st of September 2015. I hope your birthday will be filled with wonderful memories. It will be. I wish you all the very best on your special day and trust that those who join you in celebrating this milestone will reflect on your time as a true inspiration.
The Honourable Sir Peter Cosgrove, Governor General, Commonwealth of Australia.
This letter is from Bill Shorten, the member of the leader of the opposition, not member, he's a leader.
This letter's from Government House, Adelaide, from the Honourable Hugh Van Lee.
This one's from Senator Corey Bernardi, Senator for South Australia.
Office of the State Liberal Leader, Stephen Marshall. Dear Mrs. Clark, congratulations on your 100th birthday. I have been advised that you will celebrate your 100th birthday on the 21st of September. What a wonderful achievement. It is with great pleasure that I join your loved ones in wishing you well. I hope that the day is a memorable one. Please accept my very best wishes. Yours sincerely, Stephen Marshall, State Liberal Leader.
This is from the member of McKellar, Mitch Williams. I have a letter from Tony Payson.
This is the biggie. So I thought I'd better go down and present it to Mum, to her, so she can hear. Are you ready? Our camera's rolling. Come on, these filmmakers are slack. Who would have ever thought, Mum? This is a congratulatory message from Her Majesty the Queen. Dear Mrs. Clark, I am pleased to hear that you are celebrating your 100th birthday. My sincere congratulations and best wishes on this very special day. Elizabeth R. the Queen. And there she is there, Mum. And I better give you your glasses back because you won't be able to see. So is that that's got your approval, has it, Mum?
Yeah.
Has that got your approval?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lord, we're conscious of her journey in the past 100 years. We pray for her journey for the next 12 months of her life will be the beginning of another 100 years. So we pray, Lord, that your blessing be upon Jessie and her journey, her walk, her life, the strength that she needs. And we thank you for her life. It's a testimony to us all.